in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Welcome, friends, to the first episode of the Building the Bridge podcast of 2021. And the first thing I want to do is wish you all a most blessed new year. And I hope you are like me. I'm so ready to see what God will do in this new journey. We are not focusing on what happened last year. Instead, we're anticipating some mighty things of God over the next 12 months. And I want to say to all of you who have been with us throughout this previous year with our podcast, we thank you and we appreciate your support. We appreciate your comments, and we pray that you would continue to support what we're doing. And in case you haven't heard, 2020 was the best year ever for the Kingdom Group. Yes, you heard that right. Of course, we had challenges. And yes, too many people we loved passed on. But God demonstrated to us that He was still in the blessing business. And before I go any further, we continue to pray for all who lost loved ones last year. We do not take your loss for granted. Our hearts hurt for you. Our prayers continue to go out for you. And for the many who suffered with the virus but recovered, we rejoice with you. And for those who are still going through hospitalization or some issues, just know you are in our prayers. So don't get it twisted. We're mindful, very mindful of so much that did happen. We're very concerned for those who are not yet ready to move on, for those who are not comfortable coming out of their homes, and for those who are concerned as we move into a time of the virus. We continue to be people of prayer. Stay with us, and I'll tell you about what is on my mind today after this brief message.
What is it? The Men's Unity Breakfast, the Kingdom Group International Incorporated, promotes racial and cultural healing and unity. As directed by Christ, the goal is to bring oneness among all people groups worldwide. The structure for accomplishing this is headship, friendship, partnership, fellowship, and relationship. These are the next best progressive steps to provoking racial and cultural healing. Join the unity movement and attend a Men's Unity Breakfast. Visit kingdomgroup.co to register for an upcoming unity event. That's kingdomgroup.co. Register today. We look forward to meeting you there.
Thank you for hanging on with us on this podcast. So, my question is this. Why are the politicians talking about unity and the church is not? Actually, I'm troubled, folks, by what I have been seeing and what I'm hearing, especially after the recent elections. Our elected officials are talking about and attempting to promote unity. They're going to bring us all together and we're all going to be one. You know, and I'm cool with that. But I still ask, why is the church right now so silent on this issue? To me, there is just something wrong with this picture, something amiss when the government is trying to do what the people of God are supposed to do, the thing that we are ordained of God to do. And since I expect to get some pushback on this, I challenge you, my listeners, to help me understand what is going on, because quite frankly, I'm not getting it. So please send me your comments. I want to hear from you on this issue. Make me understand why the government is out front on the issue of unity and the church is silent. As I observe countless Facebook posts and other social media posts, one after another, I see so many church leaders, so many church people promoting everything. However, seldom do I see them advocating about us being one, one people, one race, as God sees us. So many are caught up in being a voice for this group or that group, not realizing that that is divisive in itself. When do we get back to being a voice for God? And I can tell you that God is not divided. He's not promoting one people group over another. He's not looking to one race of people to be better than another. When will we get back to being his voice? Recently, I read something that Rick Warren wrote, and he tried to explain this by saying that too many people in the church have a worldview, but not a biblical view. Think about that for a moment. There's too much of a worldview in the church and not enough of a biblical view. So many have, in fact, conformed to this world while not being transformed by the renewing of their minds. Never in over 43 years of ministry have I seen the church so involved in politics, social justice, racial equality, and all other things, but winning souls for Christ. If you want to unify, that's how it's going to be done. There must be a heart change, not a change in Washington. And so many people I know have gotten so caught up in the politics of Washington or what's going on in our election until we completely have forgotten what God has called us to do. You see, the renewing of our mind is what is necessary, not a renewing of who's running our government. It is not a Democrat thing, nor is it a Republican thing. What I'm talking about, folks, is a God thing, and it's high time for the people of God to wake up and see this. More on this after this message. Stay with us.
Phase 3 is here. Let your clients know you're open and ready for business. They offer social media posts, yard signs, every door direct mail and postcards, banners, custom personal protective equipment or PPEs, plus your regular printing and duplicate needs. Give Gary a call at Downtown Duplicating, print, promote, design, and copy. Great for pickup, or they will also ship your orders when needed. Downtown Duplicating, located at 1445 Main Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Give them a call today at 225-387-5312 or email orders@print-promote.com. We use their services for all of our printing needs. We are very pleased, and you will be too. Downtown Duplicating, 1445 Main Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
Always grateful for those of you who stick with us on the Building the Bridge podcast. And let me offer one theory as to why we see in our world today what we see. Maybe a theory as to why things are getting worse and not better. Maybe it is because the people of God have allowed the government to do what God has called us to do. Now you think about it. We give our children over to the politicians and say, teach them. And what has that gotten us? Young people who hate our country, people who want to erase history instead of embracing it, when in fact God commanded us to do the teaching of our children ourselves. We have forsaken our responsibility, churches, to provide for the homeless, to provide for the needy. This is now the job of the government. We count on the social services system to do these things. The widows, the orphans, and others in need do not find help at the church. Instead, They're looking to the politicians to make sure they get that monthly check. This is not God's plan. This is now done by big government. I'm talking about taking care of people in need. And now we're letting the most divisive entity in our society tell us how to be unified. Give me a break. Have you seen how Washington gets things done? Let me remind you, if the Republicans want to push something, the Democrats are all against it. If the Republicans, should I say, and the Republicans oppose everything the Democrats want to do. There is so much divisiveness in our government, but yet they're going to come along and talk to us about unity. I can assure you, folks, that this is a travesty. This is a joke. It's not even funny. It's sad. And these are the folks who are saying to us, we're going to show you how we're doing it so that you can do it the same. And I say to that, are you serious? I even say that, more importantly, wake up, church. One last break, and we will conclude this special episode of the Building the Bridge podcast. Stick with us.
Are you ready to hire the help you need to grow and support your ministry? Therese Winters with Mind Your Business Virtual Solutions has got you covered. As your virtual assistant, she will help you save time each week, focus on what you do best, ensure details are attended to, projects are managed, and focus on your priorities and grow your ministry. Accomplish more, juggle less. Book your discovery call to get started. Therese Winters with Mind Your Business Virtual Solutions. Call 337-623-4442 or schedule your call at mindyourbiz.com/discovery. Let Therese help you today. She works virtually just as she is in your office. That's Therese Winters with MINEYOBIZ.com. Mind Your Biz provides all administrative support to thekingdomgroup.co, and we're also blessed to have them working with us. Remember, mindyourbiz.com.
Thank you for being with us today. And for what you will do in the future to help our ministry, we thank you. And we are here for you because we are the voice of unity. The Kingdom Group International doesn't just talk unity. We promote it through our programs, through our workshops, our initiatives. Everything we do is about bringing people together. Thus, we are proud to say that we're tearing down barriers that divide and we're building bridges that unite us all. So I invite you, just a little plug, to go and check us out. Go to our website, kingdomgroup.co, and see all the things that we're doing. Let me remind you of one of the most quoted verses of scripture of our day, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And you know what it says. Everybody's quoting it. We're hearing it everywhere. But I want to make two quick points. First, this whole verse of scripture, that part of the word of God is addressed to the government, right? No, it's not. It's addressed to the most powerful people in the land, the people of God. For it reads, coming from God, if my people, that's how he starts off, if my people, not if the politicians, not if the government, but he says, if my people, need I say more? This is addressed to us, God's people, who have the authority and have the power to see and make changes in this world. Let me quickly go to point number two. God calls on his people to do several things, and then he promised us to heal our land. One of those things he's asked us to do is to turn from our wicked ways. One of the sins of God's people is the divisiveness we see in our churches, among believers. But not just there, we see it in the daily lives of those who profess to be followers of Christ. We see it on our jobs by the same people. We see it in our communities. We see it all over the place. And don't even talk about the entertainment world. Don't talk about what we see in social media. So many of the people of God are caught up in the divisiveness of our world. We don't promote unity. We're promoting more and more being divided. I am sure that God is not pleased with where we are right now. And you know, folks, I still believe that one of the great indictments of the body of Christ came from Dr. Martin Luther King in 1963 when he said, "It is appalling that the most segregated hour of Christian America is 11 o'clock on Sunday morning." And guess what? It's still that way. It's still that way today. But thank God, our elected officials are going to unite us. To that I say, may God help us all. What a way to start off the year with this episode of the Building of the Bridge podcast. But folks, I could no longer keep my silence, especially as I am seeing so much said today by people who have been elected into office about this thing of unity. To the body of Christ, it's what we are supposed to promote. It's what we are supposed to live. It is what people should see in every one of us, that we are in fact united and not divided. And as I close this segment of this podcast, I want to pray. I want to pray that in this year, 2021, we would find a way to come back together and not allow ourselves to be divided along the lines of race, culture, creed, denominations, political affiliations, or any of that, but that we would find ourselves being one in Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to speak the word of God through this medium that you've given us. We thank you, dear God, that we know and understand that only you can unite us. There are no other plans that will work without you. And today we pray that as believers, we can start to speak the words of unity, live our lives of unity, love people regardless of who they are, where they are, truly demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ in everything we do. We pray, dear God, that you open up avenues and doors for us to share the love of Jesus with people who don't look like us, who don't think like us, who's not even from the same area we live in. We pray in Jesus' name that the real, genuine Church of the Living God would rise up in this hour and be a beacon light for a world that's dying. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for all you continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, Alma Winters signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.